This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Vote counting continues in the U.S. presidential election a full 3 days after Election Day. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
Like the rest of the nation, President Trump and Joe Biden are watching and waiting. The president stayed largely in the White House residence, as returns show Biden surpassing him in must-win Pennsylvania and Georgia. That puts Biden on the White House doorstep. The race is still too early to call, but Biden will address the nation in prime time tonight as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi celebrates.
Pretty soon, the hyphen will be gone from vice president to president-elect. Joe Biden.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The federal agency that oversees U.S. election security is pushing back at unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud without mentioning that President Donald Trump is making unfounded allegations about the vote count. A new statement from the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency notes that local election offices have detection measures that make it highly difficult to commit fraud through counterfeit ballots. CISA, a component of the Department of Homeland Security, published the statement Friday. The agency also put out a statement noting that the systems and processes used to tabulate votes and certify results are protected by various safeguards that help to ensure the accuracy of election results. The U.S. job market showed a surprising burst of strength in October, with employers adding 638,000 jobs and the unemployment rate tumbling to 6.9%. However, the pace of hiring isn't robust enough to rapidly soak up the millions of Americans who were thrown out of work by the pandemic recession.